certainly the fossil fuel industry in the United States and Western Europe is under pretty severe pressure, both publicly and financially, access to capital. So it's been tough in the fossil fuel industry. That's not true globally. I think most of the rest of the world, and I've been fortunate to visit 60 countries in the world deeply, not just in airports. And most of the rest of the world is actually expanding and growing their economies and building on coal and oil and natural gas, along with other things. So it seems to be more centered around the U.S. and Western Europe.
Mm-hmm. And I know by reading a little bit of your bio and your objectives, as we mentioned a moment ago, you have as one of your goals, I read, to deliver nonpartisan energy education so that people can learn about it, make up their own minds. You're not trying to necessarily pull the political strings on the topic, which are big strings these days, pulling in all different directions. But in your opinion, do you believe that the pressure on fossil fuels in this country and some of these others is justified? Is the proof there that fossil fuels are causing things like global warming, and if we don't eliminate fossil fuels, then we're going to kill ourselves, as I think Ocasio-Cortez would contest?
Well, there's been lots of different things that are going to kill us through the years, but we've managed to muddle through. So I think I'd like to share it this way. I think the world needs energy, and energy has been shown to lift humans from poverty. In our second film, Switch On, we featured energy poverty, went around the world and looked at it. And you may not know, listeners may not know, that a billion people in the world today still don't have any energy. And by that, I mean they use only hay and wood and cook indoors, et cetera. So a billion people, that's the population of the whole Western Hemisphere, just over that. So it's a lot of people. And another 2 billion don't have much energy, and it's reliable. So the challenge, of course, is that energy, it lifts the world from poverty. It underpins modern economies. And a big part of that has been fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. And they're different. Coal is carbon. Oil is hydrocarbons. Natural gas is mostly hydrogen. It's methane, CH4, for hydrogen. So they're very different. They get lumped. But they have done so much good for the world, the modern world, and bringing us pretty much everything we have, including long lives and health and all modern everything, electronics, homes, food, the things you were mentioning when I was listening before I came on. And so you can't say to the world, you can't have that. And that's the challenge. Now, when you burn coal, particularly, and oil and natural gas to a lesser extent, it produces carbon dioxide as an emission. And there's methane, and these are greenhouse gases. The science is clear on greenhouse gases. The more greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, it warms the planet. Now, the impacts of that warming have been outlined by many different people, but I think a particularly interesting book that came out from a good friend of mine is called Unsettled, Steve Koonin. The lifelong Democrat, he was Undersecretary of Energy in Mr. Obama's administration, first term, and a brilliant physicist. But he's gone through the actual data on the impacts of this warming and shown where most of the trends aren't outside of natural variance. Some are, a little bit, but nothing like is being presented, and I think that's the challenge we have, is to balance the reality of the potential impacts against some of the more dramatic proclamations.